of a student or a grad or give us a cheer. Woo! Woo! We got a few of you there. Oh, look at you, you beautiful lot. Oh, yeah, all right there, sir. I call you lot the dolphins. You come in the morning, I'll just fucking full of it. Still so excited. Your level of caring is verging on Munchausen at your level. Doesn't stay like that. And I bet you've got a tool belt, haven't you? A tool belt. Full of all your gear. All spare pens, every colour of pen, and spare kidneys in case someone needs a transplant. So here you go. And your big water bottles. You've got big water bottles now, haven't you? Did stop drinking all that water, it'll kill you. We never drank water and we're fine. It's all right, you know, it's all right drinking the water. They come in with 2 litres of water in the morning like it's going to make it, they're going to make them live longer or something, and they just... They haven't worked out, you don't get a piss break yet. You'll have lovely skin, but you will prolapse. That's all I'm saying. No, God bless you. God bless you grads. You are our future. Good on you. Don't worry if you fuck up. We all fuck up. I've had some corkers. You like this one, Australia? So I started nursing in England, learned all my lingo there, all my medical lingo, get here. I'm working in ED and I get handed over a sucky lala. And I did not know that that was a put down and not a person's name. Your career, you never stop messing up, you're just learning, like right at the beginning, the first person, because I came from an accounts background before that, the first person I ever showered was a very spindly, lovely old lady. She must have been nearing 100. They just let me shower her on my own, and then someone shouted through the door, "Don't forget the gum boots," and I put them on her. So we've done the dolphins. Next category of nurse in particular is the penguins. Anyone between sort of 7 and 30 years, give us a cheer. Woo! Yeah, more of us, isn't there? There's thousands of us waddling in from the car parks. We're still beautiful, but just from a distance. If you get up close, we're all a bit gnarled. We're all missing something like a tit or an eye. We're good people, like, there's thousands of us, and if one of us is injured or is cold, we stick it in the middle and we look after it and we protect it. But if we're doing all right and we're on the outside protecting them, we don't fucking peck at each other. It's not real fighting. It's not real fighting. We all make friends at the end, don't we? Just roster yourself on a different shift for a bit. It all comes good. So, I'm sure we will have it here. Have we got any of the orcas, the 30 years plus? What? Oh, we've got loads of you, and you got in early as well. Hiya, darling. How many years? 1980. 1980. Oh, that's beautiful. The orcas. Do you still like people? Of course. I've had great answers for that one. I prefer dogs. The orcas, majestic beasts, swimming through the hospital. They don't say morning anymore. Is he not dead yet? And you know, orcas look intimidating because they know everything. They got all this body. You know, they look intimidating, but don't worry, they've never attacked a human. You know what I mean? Never attacked a human, have you? But. Weirdly enough, the only mammal that does regularly attack dolphins.
<I'm just saying. laughs> This is not a test. This is rock and roll.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
From an older time, you watch me slowly grow away from you. Only half understood the things I had to do, but you let me try, although it brought the pain to you. You let me try.
Yeah, hello and welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. And that was Horselips from the album The Very Best of Horselips, Treasury. And Evie, I sent you that album on CD many moons ago. Check it out, it's called Furniture. And the reason I play that is because last Saturday night I had the pleasure of being at the Horselips Con up in Belfast. And there was a band called Sword of Light. They're going to be continuing with Horselips music. They're a tribute act. They played all of Horselips stuff last week, and it was fantastic. And along with them, Pat was playing. And he played his own set there until, I think, about three or four songs from the end. There was Breege Devlin got up, and she sang Shaking All Over. And then also you had the Jim Lockhart and Barry Devlin got up and played three tracks with Pat at the end of the night to finish off the night, and that was one of them, Furniture. And then Pat done Trouble with a Capital T, and I'm trying to think Derek Doom was played. So I might try and fit one or two more of them in. I don't have any footage of Pat playing them, but I do have I would like to think that I don't think there's anything up there that I could use on the show, but I might try and dig it out and see if I can find stuff. But it was a fantastic night. It was packed, full house, and everyone enjoyed it. And it was just phenomenal. So we were up in Belfast last week with it, and that's why I play that. So maybe later on we might play Trouble or Derek Doom. We'll see how we go. On Friday night, we had to celebrate our good buddy Vinnie Malone's birthday. And at that, a band that Pat himself used to play with was Painkillers. And when we were organising it, I play a lot of stuff from Tony and Melting Pot, which is another guys that the bands are in. And Tony had an album out there a while ago, and I'm sure there's many more still to come. It's Tone Songs Volume 1, and I have that now. At last Friday night at Vinnie's, for Vinnie's 60th, the boys came down and played 2 or 3 hours of music, which was phenomenal. And I'm going to play a track now from Tone Songs, and it is called, if I can just pick it up here and see, it's Howling at the Moon. Now, do you know what it also would help? If before I start doing it, I would put up the fader, and that would also help somewhere along the line. Anyway, sorry, here is Howling at the Moon from Tony Smith.
Free and easy, ready to go.
Yeah, Mr. Tony Smith and Howling at the Moon from his album Tone Tunes Volume 1. Hoping there'll be a lot more coming as well over the next while. And a lot of the local artists up there as well. I'm hoping there's loads of them coming along as well. Love the music. Paul McCann's there a couple of weeks back. And just loads of great music knocking around. It's fantastic. And I'm hoping to have a chat with as well. His name, Jordan Dennis. I was going to say Jordan's name's gone out of my head. But Jordan Dennis in the next while as well. I think before the 9th of... So in the next week or so, we should have Jordan on and talking about his new EP. Looking forward to that too. Now, a while back, I told you about Billy Idol's EP. Speaking of EPs, The Cage. And this is the only track I didn't play from. I don't know why. I think it just didn't come up at the time. And I want to play it now for you. Here is... Miss Nobody, and the next track I'm going to play after it is a track, it's sort of related, well it is related in some way, but you're going to have to try and figure it out before I tell you at the end of this next track, the track after this. So anyway, here is Billy Idol with Miss Nobody.
Sprayed the dark. She was huddled down by a Kmart cop with a black eye and a shadow across her heart. She'd been waiting around for a better God, but most nights he didn't show up when he should. When he should. She gripped a cup and lit one up in the summer heat. Hey, mister, listen good. When funds are insufficient, she keep holding on until the dawn, but never lose the fortitude and grace. And when she smiles, she come alive, and golden days illuminate her face.
Take the last train to Foxville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be
no need.
need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
Shoot 'em down, turn around, come home, hold it. Hey, you give me love and I feel alright now. You got me tossing, turning, feeling alright, and I feel alright. I say yeah. Well, you make me feel.
There you go, Tommy James and the Shondells and Moni Moni. Well, have you put together what the connection is? Yes, you at the back. It was that Billy Idol done that song several years ago, many, many moons ago. And that's why I played it side by side. Now, what have we got for you? What else have I got for you? Oh, yes, there's something else here somewhere, but where have we gone here? Oh, yes, it's just trying to figure out where I have stuff here because stuff is all over the place here. Here is Led Zeppelin on the Liam Burke Show with Heartbreaker.
Won't take long to find.
Yeah, Heartbreaker from Led Zeppelin on the Liam Burke Show. Yes. Now, the other night, when we were in Belfast, Pat done a fantastic version of Hey Joe. And I just thought, yeah, I haven't heard this one for a long time. He done the Jimi Hendrix Hey Joe. And I just said, I haven't heard this track for a long time. So I'm going to play it for you now. This one is Jimi Hendrix, but it's Red House on the Liam Burke Show. Yeah, Mr. Jimi Hendrix and Red House. Just thought I'd play that. Hadn't played it for a while. Anyway, time for more comedy on the Liam Burke Show. And this time around, I've got a young lady by the name of Sarah Pascoe. Sarah has recently only had a child, which I thought she had kids before that, but she didn't. So maybe it's just that I'm old and she's very young. No, she's just recently had a child, and it's great to... I always did love her comedy, and... So I decided I'd play it. So here is Sarah Pascoe with the most awkward Uber ride.
Thank you so much for having me in your moist city. I'm having a wonderful, wonderful time here. Thank you for having me, genuinely. I got picked up from the airport in an Uber, not bragging, and I went in one of your lovely Ubers. the gentleman driver, when I got in, he said, would you like the radio on? And I said, I don't mind, it's up to you. And then he said, I make my own music. Do you mind if I put some of that on? Oh, no, I don't. And then he put on Drake's new album. I wonder how often that works. I wonder how often there's a middle-aged white woman thinking, well, he looks like Aladdin and he sounds like confidence personified. Pull over and jump in the back, Nikolai. I loved it. I'm having a very sexy time lately. A few weeks ago, I slept with my personal trainer. What a confidence boost. And then I realised he was just trying to get me to burn more calories. It was too frantic. I should have guessed when he said that his favourite position was woman in plank, man counting. I did. So I've had to go back to my favourite. Yoga is my absolute favourite exercise. I love it. I love it so much. Yoga is my new drug. My old drug was drugs. Which I'm not going to say anything positive about because it's very irresponsible. I'm not going to say anything positive about drug taking. What I will say is I didn't take MDMA until I was 32, and it was such a relief to know I could be happy. But I do have things I don't like about myself. I have a paranoia. I have a paranoia that I can't compete with pornography. Anyone I go out with now, they'll have a computer and they can put in a few search terms and then watch all of these women and men enthusiastically pretending to like doing things that I'm not going to pretend to like doing and I'm not going to do. I don't like doing anything. I like having three things done to me very gently while I lie there. That's my sex style. And I'm saying that to all of you as a warning in case any of us ever get together. And that is open to people of all genders. I'm trying to have more sex with women since I found out lesbians are very good at the three things I like. The most embarrassing thing, though, and again, I have to accept these things about myself. I'm 37. I'm not going to change. The worst thing about me, really, and I kept it secret for a long time, is I don't like art. I think art's rubbish. All of it. I think lots of people think art is rubbish, but we're too worried about looking stupid, so we just go along with everybody else. I think the worst art form of all, I mean, I hate them all, but the worst, I think, is theatre. I think it's diabolical. Please don't get offended if you're an actor. Being in a play is obviously incredible fun. You get to put a wig on and walk up and down and move your arms and project your voice, saying things like, I think you'll find you're contradicting yourself, Alan. Fun having to watch it. I can't concentrate. They don't let you look at your phone. So all you're thinking is, well, how long has it been? And you have to judge. You have to judge from how long it feels, which is forever. And then they have a false ending called an interval, where technically you could leave, but you have Stockholm syndrome. And you don't want everyone around you to think you weren't intelligent enough to understand the play. So you're just sitting there and you're trying to be positive. All you're thinking is, well, sometimes the second half is shorter. And eventually, after several days, the play finishes. And then what happens is you're flooded with an incredible feeling, and it's called freedom. And I think we mistake that feeling for having enjoyed the play. That's the problem we're doing. And I'm not just picking on theatre. I don't like any art form. I don't like music. I know that everyone likes music. I don't like it. It's too noisy. Shut up, music. I don't want to have an emotion I didn't have a minute ago, thank you. I don't want any memories. I do have an exception. I do like Drake, but that's only because I recently had sex with him in an Uber. Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy your night. Good night.
Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
Damn right.
Nobody feels any pain. Tonight as I stand inside the rain, everybody knows that baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her
like a woman. Yes, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does. And she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, she's my friend. Yes, I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finally sees that she's like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. It was rain from the first, and I was dying there of thirst, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear that I just can't fit? Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit. And when we meet again, introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Are you fake just like a woman? Yes, you do. You make love just like a woman. Yes, you do. Then you ache just like a woman. But you break just like a little girl.
There you go, Mr. Bob Dylan, and Just Like a Woman. I think this past week, Bob was playing in Dublin, and that's why I wanted to play that and get it up on the Liam Burke Show. The song, you mean? Yeah, I'm not even going to start going into it because somebody's sniggering in the background. Anyway, that was Bob Dylan. And here's Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit.
One pill makes you laugh. Chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell 'em a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
There you go, Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit. That's when songs were only 2 or 3 minutes long. And now the minute there's, there was in the 80s, there was extended versions and there was this version and that version and just so many more. But that was when they were only 2 or 3 minutes long. And it was quite psychedelic from Jefferson Airplane. I liked it. I really do. It's one of my favourite songs from them. Now, a band that had George Young in it. Yes, he the brother of Angus and Malcolm Young from AC/DC. This is his band, or the band he was in Australia, called the Easy Beats, and The Cure done, was it The Cure? I think it was The Cure, The Cure done a version of this, Friday on My Mind, from the 80s. Here is Friday on My Mind from the Easy Beats.
Monday morning feels so bad, everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Yeah.
There you go, that's the Easy Beats and Friday On My Mind again, another track that from the 60s that had 2 or 3 minutes long is all the way. That one was 2:45 from 1966, the Easy Beats and Friday On My Mind. Now it's time for me to leave, get out of Dodge, and I'm going to finish off the way I started with a track from the Horselips from the album Treasury. So Evie, if you're looking at looking through the album, Furniture and You Know Trouble with a capital T is on that very best of Horselips. Go check it out. Pat done a cracking version of this the other night. He actually sang on the album, on the song at the Horselips Con. And I'm sure somewhere along the line, if you go check out Pat McManus, it should be up there, the version of it, because I'm sure someone, well, everyone had the phones up, so I would say it's there. So I'm going to leave you with this one from Horselips. It's Trouble with a capital T. Liam Bourke signing off of the Liam Bourke Show. See you all soon. Stay safe. And y'all remember to come back real soon now. Bye.
But a change is coming by and by. A time to laugh, a time to die. Trouble, trouble, I try to chase trouble, but it's chasing me. Trouble, trouble, trouble with a capital T. Smoke.